WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We're right back here at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, or the Dewar Arena as it may be. After Harpersville defeated Oxford to win their fourth straight MAC Girls Championship, the boys of Sydney are looking to repeat as MAC champions, but their biggest challenge will be the team that is favored in this game. The Unitego Spartans come in with a huge record of 17-1. They are state ranked, or 16-1, I'm sorry, and the perfect 11-0 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, 12 if you consider the win over Bainbridge Guilford in the MAC semifinals on Tuesday night. I'm Greg Davey, and I'm here for the second of two. And first game didn't have a lot of drama after the third quarter was over. This game, it could be the same way, or it could be just nip and tuck, because these two teams know each other so very, very well. So let's get going on this, shall we? The Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO is our sponsor, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Jim Knight and Coach Mike Brzee, their players of Unitego and Sydney, and the fans of both Unitego and Sydney, the best in this afternoon's Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDL Sports, as was the first one. Our rights granted by Section 4, any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Got about 11 and a half minutes before the tip-off, and I'm sure we're going to have the same agenda as we had on the girls' game. And when we do that, we'll, of course, we've got to take a break. I've got stats for Unitego. I don't have stats for Sydney, so we'll see how we can make that run. So stick around. We'll talk about both teams as the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO gets going live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Again, congratulations to the Harpersville Lady Hornets, an unprecedented fourth straight Mid-State Athletic Conference championship. I know, and reviewing the past years in my mind, I don't know if there have been many back-to-back champions, let alone four-time champions. So no doubt in the 11 years that Mid-State Athletic Conference has been in existence, nobody has won more than two in a row, I don't believe. And, of course, four in a row for Harpersville. Again, unprecedented. So congratulations to Coach Kurt Ehrenstein. I always want to say Coach Kurt Ehrenstein. I got to take my time and do it right. Well, now we move our attention to the boys' game. And, well, in preparation for this game, it was pretty obvious the generalities. Yes, Sydney defeated Unitigo last year. Yes, it was definitive victory. Unitigo last year had a lot of young kids and a couple of seniors that they relied on, but after a very exciting game at Unitigo in which Sydney came from behind to win that game, I'll never forget because the phone line didn't work there and I had to text Joe Gardner with all the updates, but then Sydney went on to win here pretty, again, not going to say easily, but they pretty much controlled it from the start. Now you turn the tables because a lot of those same players who struggled here last year are now grizzled veterans, if you will, and they are coming in with a lot more confidence and a lot more, I guess, to lose than they'd had last year. They had nothing to lose last year. Sydney was the decisive favorite. This year they are the decisive favorite. Why not? They're undefeated. They pulled away from Sydney when they had the rematch in Sydney this year. They pulled away on January 20th. They were leading by one with about 2.5 minutes to go. Sydney didn't score the rest of the way. So it was a big win for Unitigo, big confidence boost. They continued to play well, and they might have even had their best game of the season on Tuesday night, on Valentine's Day, when they lit it up and defeated Bainbridge Guilford. Game we did on WCDO, and the score of that game was 62-27, BG's lowest output of the year by far. And in that game, it was plenty of balance for Unitigo. They were led by Phil Youngs with 15 points. Now, he won an award with us. He could have won both awards because he excelled. He was number one on offense and defense for the Spartans in that game. But he had 15 points and a ton of steals. Dan Shelton had 15 points. Those came late after most of the action was decided. Travis Woods, who got in foul trouble in the third quarter, that evoked a technical foul call on Coach Jim Knight, which I don't think he's bothered by in the least. Woods got called for three fouls right in a row, but Woods still had 12 points and a bunch of rebounds. Quinn Barnhart had a very good start to that game, finishing with 6 points. Nick Beck had a good finish to that game, finishing with 6 points. And Tyler Butler had five. And he, like Phil Youngs, played very well on the defensive end. They took away a lot of lazy passes from the Bainbridge-Guilford guards and capitalized on that situation. Sydney, in their game with Oxford, won 46-38. Their strong point was in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. They outscored Oxford 13-5. And then Oxford kind of nuzzled back in the game, and then Sydney outscored Oxford by five more in the fourth quarter to win by 8, 46-38. A couple of things to take note in both games. Unitigo shot 7 for 10, 70% from the free throw line. Didn't get to the line a lot, but shot 70%. Sydney got to the line a little bit more. They were 12 for 16. They shot 75%. What I want to see in this game for both teams is to shoot well at the free throw line, and perhaps games could be won here at the free throw line if it's going to be a tight contest. Sydney also did the job defensively as they held Oxford to just 3 for 6 shooting from the line. And while Unitigo did have a lot of fouls, Bainbridge-Guilford was just 12 for 20 from the foul line. Don't have the up-to-date stats for Sydney, which I thought I would have, but that's the way it goes. We're about 3.5 minutes away from starting this game. But Unitigo overall at 16-1. They've scored 1,023 points. That's an average just out of my head of 60.2. And giving up 717. Now that for some reason I can't figure out on the fly, but I can figure out the other one. Just kidding, I got the cheat sheet right here. Their shooting percentage at two point shots this year is 46%. Not too bad. 3-point shooting, they're 32%, and they've got 63 in 17 games. So they're getting about 3 to 4 3-pointers per game. Sydney not quite that efficient, but they've had games where they've had 6 and 7 and 8 3-point shots made. Billy Kozak had a 26-point effort in a win earlier in the year against Afton. He had a season high 26, and he made 6 3-pointers. Damian Zimmer is their leading scorer with six times he has led the team in scoring. Twice he's been tied for high score. So far and away, their most consistent high score. Brandon Walters and Mike Ward have been the leading scorers twice. Mike Ward's been co-high scorer once. Mike Cruz has been tied for high scorer once. Brandon Walters tied once. Billy Kozak's been Sydney's high scorer 3 times. I don't have their accurate stats, but I do know who's been the high scorer. And so, in other words, they could get high scores from just about anybody. And same with Unitigo. Travis Woods has been a high scorer. We know that. Tyler Butler, Phil Youngs, Dan Shelton, even Kellen Komenda at one point when he filled in. In fact, that was the night that he was the shining light in the game against Sydney, because Phil Youngs was just coming back from an illness/injury. Kellen Komenda got the start and played extremely, extremely well. And Kellen is just a sophomore and 5'10". We're going to take a break, a minute and a half away. We'll have a national anthem, and we will have probably the sportsmanship rules read again, and then we'll have the announcement of the starting lineup. So stick around. It is the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Championship game from the Alumni Fieldhouse at SUNY Oneonta, and you're going to hear it live with the help of many, many sponsors on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, as they're reading the Section 4 rules yet again, I will quickly review that game on January 20th, in which Unitigo defeated Sydney, pulling away for a 55-43 win. Spartans that night were 7 for 11 from the free throw line. Sydney was 7 for 11 from the free throw line. They were tied at 42 with 2.5 minutes to go. Final score 55-43. Damian Zimmer led Sydney with 14. Mike Ward had 9. Billy Kozak and Brandon Walters had 8 apiece. For Unitigo, they were led by, Dan Shelton had 14. Tyler Butler had 13. And Kellen Kamenda in an emergency starting role had 13. They were 17 for 23 from the free throw line, and they had 6 three-pointers. So we're about ready for the starting lineup, as the Sydney record is 11-5. Unitigo is 16-1. I think they're doing the non-starters. So we'll keep that fresh with our, we'll name these people. So, yep, here we go with the non-starters. So, Deshaun Boyles, 5'9 senior. George Shealy, a 5'10 senior, wears number 2. Hunter Sowersby is a 5'9 junior. Jesse Snow's a senior. John Wingate, 5'10 junior. Michael Cruz, a 6'1 junior. Trey Crawford, a 5'11 junior. Austin McCarroll, a 5'10 junior, and actually an identical twin, or a nearly identical twin. Here's Unitigo. David Van Alstyne, a junior, 5'5, number 10. Here's the sophomore, Kellen Kamenda, 5'10 sophomore. Alex White, one of an identical twin pair, number 14 and 6'1 junior. Dan Clichelty, number 24, 6'4 senior. There's Alex's twin brother, Troy White, number 32, a 6'1 junior. Jeff Witt, number 34, a 6'3 senior. Justin Fisher is a 5'8 junior, number 40. And Nick Becht, age 6'2 junior, at 6 points, number 50 on the semifinal matchup with Bainbridge Guilford. So here goes an alternate starting lineup approach.
And now the starting lineup.
Hopefully you can hear it behind me.
First, for Sydney, junior, number 11, Damian.
Damian Zimmer and Tyler Butler.
Junior, number 14, Mike Ward.
This guy's good.
Junior, number 22, Bill Young.
Bill Young and Mike Ward.
Number 21, Bill Kozak.
Billy Kozak, 21, a sophomore. Dan Shelton getting a second starting nod in the MAC championship game. Brandon Walters, the only player here for Sydney that played in last year's game. Travis Woods, 42, shot blocking specialist. He'll be going up against Joey Mantle, number 44, junior. And Quinn Barnhart, who saw a lot of action last year off the bench, but this year is a starter. So Mike Racine, Jim Knight, longtime coaches, longtime friends. They play a lot of golf together at Sydney Golf and Country Club. Our game today is sponsored by a ton of great people. We'll mention them as we go. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Faber's Home and Kitchens, Coons Equipment Repair at Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Bread and Butter Country Store of Harpersville, Ari Wilbur Supply, and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises and Neighbors Insurance of Sydney, Robert's Eye Care of Sydney, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Sydney and Oxford, Catalog Outlet Store in Unadilla, Sabone Chiropractic in Sydney, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in Sydney, and Country Squire Realty in Unadilla. Well, there's no secrets between these two teams. They know each other so very, very well. And I mentioned Brandon Walters being the only player that returns for Sydney that saw action last year. I lied. George Shealy, another senior, he was on the team and saw time at the end of last year's game. So he was on the floor, and I think he made a couple of foul shots, if I remember right. All right, Sydney, this year not the top seed, so they're dressed in their away maroon. And these guys know each other way too much. I mean, there's no strangers here. These guys are friends. These guys, on the field, off the court, baseball, football, whatever. It's going to be Joe Metzel and Travis Woods jumping it up. Unitico going to my right. Sydney going to my left. Here we go. It's MAC Championship boys action. And, yes, Unitico does start with control of the tap thanks to Travis Woods. We are underway, setting it up. Sydney in a zone, in a man-to-man defense that could switch to a zone depending on the situation. Barnhart to Butler, back outside Shelton. Unitico very patient, going to dump it into Woods, stolen away by Zimmer. So a lot of these guys, all these guys for Sydney, started last year on JV with the exception of Brandon Walters, who was one of the first guards off the bench. He's got the ball right now, and he is guarded by Tyler Butler. It's man-to-man Unitico. This is the beauty of high school basketball championship day. It is man-to-man versus man-to-man. I love it. Walters still looking for somewhere to pass it. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ward is going to have to go somewhere. He goes around the screen, stops, gets it back. 4 seconds. Walters has to throw one up desperately. Missed it. And then Phil Youngs with a recovery, throwing ahead to Tyler Butler. Butler had the shot partially blocked on Walters, as Brandon was left to throw up a prayer. It never even got close. Butler deflected it. Youngs got it, but his pass a little bit too quick up the floor. Sydney with the ball in the perimeter. Now, if Unitico is close, there's a steal by Phil Young. He's going to go up and score. Phil Youngs taking up where he left off on Tuesday night, in which he had numerous steals against Bainbridge Guilford. So Spartans are off and running and creating a thought in Sydney's head. They got to control the basketball. Matzel kicks it out to Zimmer. Zimmer's guarded by Dan Shelton. This could be an interesting matchup because Zimmer loves to drive. Pass across court, knocked away by Shelton. Who recovers? It's Butler. He'll pass up ahead to Phil Youngs. Looking back for Jim Knight's call for the offense. Going to call a play here. Unitico spreading it out and running some sort of motion. Youngs ran all the way around to get it on the left wing. Butler for three, and it's short. Rebound. Oh, it's Shelton lays it up, but missed it. Battle for the basketball. Zimmer, no, it's now Ward. Up ahead to Zimmer. He starts to drive and then pulls it back out, still dribbling, out to Bill Kozak, who is very capable of hitting threes in succession, but they might not give him the chance. Matzel at the foul line. Fakes it to Kozak, goes to Walters. Walters trying a pick and roll. Didn't work. Kozak, now 10 seconds to Zimmer on the right wing. Zimmer's going to drive, goes up, hangs for a second, and misses the shot short. Rebound by Travis Woods. While the man-to-man defense for Unitico was working very well to start things off, they played man-to-man in the Sydney game, too, and the score stayed very, very low. Shelton, he's another one that could get scorching hot at a moment's notice. Butler goes to the left. Kicks it back out to Shelton for three. It's no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting three. So one of the rare times we'll see three free throws, and it'll be shot by Dan Shelton. Foul called on Mike Ward of Sydney. So Dan Shelton at the line, just 13 for 20 this year. Doesn't get to the line a whole lot. He'll get three for the price of one here. First one with two more coming. 5:01 to play in the first quarter. Both teams playing good man-to-man. Unitigo playing intensely with a couple of steals. Second shot for Shelton. Well, his percentage is zooming up now. He's 15 for 22. This one will miss. And the nonchalant outlet pass by Mike Ward to Bill Kozak, knocked away by Travis Woods. And this is what got Bainbridge Guilford in trouble on Tuesday night. A lot of nonchalant passes, and Unitigo didn't give anything up easily. Kozak across half court. Has to pick up the dribble as Phil Youngs has him cornered. Now it's Zimmer. Thought about a three. Back up top. And this hardcore man-to-man for Unitigo is making Sydney very tentative. Matzel trying to show patience. Goes to Kozak. 4:35 to go. 8 on the shot clock. Walters almost got the ball stolen. It did. Butler ahead to Youngs. And the layup is no good. Shelton puts it up and missed it. Woods fouls it up. But let's see what happens. Is there a push from behind? What is going on? Joe Matzel with a foul. So back at the line comes Dan Shelton to shoot two more. So 4:26 to play, first quarter, 4-0 Unitigo. Spartans looking to pull away, and they're doing it from the free throw line. Shelton makes the first one. 3 for 4 so far. And the second one upcoming, it is up and good. But Dan Shelton, 4 for 5 to start things off from the free throw line. Kozak over half court. Sydney has not gotten much of a sniff at the basket. Forget about a really good shot. Their center, Joe Matzel, is out behind the three-point arc. Kozak bounced past to Walters around the screen. Not a shot to be had. Ward. He's caught up with one dribble. His shot is good, and that was not a planned shot. That was, again, almost a shot of desperation, but Ward kept control and made the shot. 6-2 is the score. Unitigo by 4. Youngs to Butler. Driving in. Nope, he's going to kick it out. Deflected by Zimmer, caught by Barnhart. Barnhart spins in through the double team. Picked off by Walters, but before he could pull away, the official calls the possession arrow, and that's going to go, because it's the first alternate possession, it goes to Sydney. So no subs for either side yet. Both teams feeling it out at this point. 6-2. It's Kozak. Now guarded by Woods. There's a mismatch there. But they didn't see Matzel. There's a turnaround by Ward. It's up and good. Mike Ward with back-to-back hoops. That time a much more assertive offensive move. 6-4 with 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Both teams playing intense man-to-man. Youngs, does he have room to get through the double team? No, he goes to Barnhart. Nice slip in there, and a foul on Damian Zimmer as Barnhart leaned just the right way to catch the official's eye on Zimmer's defense. So Damian Zimmer with the first foul for number 11, third foul on Sydney. And at the line is Quinn Barnhart, who misses the first shot. He'll get a second one. Quinn this year shooting 14 for 28, coming in 50%. And that one showed. Second shot is good. So he stays at 50%. He's now 15 for 30. 3:08 to go, 7-4. Back-to-back hoops for Sydney by Mike Ward. Kozak. Again, creates the mismatch. Now it's Matzel underneath against Woods. He's double-teamed, trying to pass out. Good deflection by Travis Woods. Up comes Phil Young, excuse my cough, into the corner for Barnhart. Stop and pop at the elbow. No, it looked good, but it didn't go. Zimmer dribbles right from the rebound and almost got that picked off. So it's Kozak, guarded by Phil Youngs to Ward. Swings it over to the right for Zimmer. Out to Kozak. Now Youngs takes him. Three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Butler. The outlet to Youngs. And here come the Spartans walking it up the floor. Kozak's going to guard Phil Young. That's a key matchup. Shelton down low for Woods. And he makes it look easy. Travis Woods, his first hoop of the game. Travis Woods coming in with a team-high 14.3 scoring average. Just about to the two-minute mark now, 9-4. Nice backdoor play to Zimmer. The fake, the shot, the score. Damian Zimmer smart enough to get Travis Woods off his feet. I think he was hoping for an and-one. He didn't get that, but he got the hoop. It's 9-6. Down low. Woods kicks it out to Shelton for three. No. Rebound by Barnhart on the weak side. He's to the right. Youngs pops it for three. He's short. Rebound tapped up by Zimmer, but it's tapped up to Woods. He's going against Matzel. Scores it. Travis Woods, nice offensive rebound, and he challenged Matzel inside, and Woods got the victory there. 11-6 with a minute 28. And then Kozak luring Youngs into trying to steal the ball, and that's a foul on Phil Youngs. First one for Unitigo. And two subs for the Spartans. Nick Beck comes in and Kellen Kamenda. Their top guard and their top forward off the bench now checked in for the last minute and a half. This is a tactic that Gary Vail used to use with Windsor, taking two of his better players out late first quarter and then bringing them back in early second quarter. Gets these guys right into the game. 1:15 to go. Ward off the double team to Kozak. A minute 10 to go. 19 on the shot clock. Matzel from the foul line. Short rebound. Zimmer up and can't hit it. Rebound by Danny Shelton, and up the floor comes Youngs. A long pass to Woods. He goes up and jams it. Travis Woods slams it home. 6 points for Woods, 13-6, and we're under a minute to play. Kozak drives in off to Matzel. Matzel's off his hands. Oh, nice play by Kozak. Matzel, I don't think, was ready for it. Could not hang on to the ball. It's Kamenda out to Shelton. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Back on the left side, back to Shelton. Now he'll go for three, and it hits long. Rebound by Zimmer, and from behind, Travis Woods commits his first personal foul. At least I think it's on Travis. Yep, Travis Woods, his first and the team's second. So 32.7 seconds to go. Sydney can play for the last shot. It's Ward, Kozak, Walters, Zimmer, and Matzel. No subs yet for Coach Mike Brzee's team. And this is a team that started out playing 10 guys on a regular basis. Kozak, cross to the left for Walters. You know they'll milk it down inside of 10. No, Ward's going to take a 12-footer. Missed it short. Rebound Zimmer. Goes up. Got it blocked by Woods. Get it a third time. There's time to do something with it. With 7.4 seconds to go, it's out of bounds off Unitigo. So Sydney will get an inbounds play with 7.4 seconds to go. Pass goes deep out to Zimmer. Zimmer, guarded by Youngs, comes in, goes lefty layup, it's good. Damian Zimmer is going to beat the buzzer. Youngs from half court. Oh, off the rim. That would have been a judgment call by the official because the light lit up while the ball was almost off his hands, or maybe it was. A moot point now. We've got a barn burner going. 13-8 in favor of Unitigo. Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. You're listening to the MAC Championship live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Our sponsors today, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, NBT Bank, Egley Machine Company, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Richard Wakeman Construction Video Entertainment, plus an Eaton and Griffith Law Office, all of Sydney. Taken by Phil Youngs to start the quarter. No good. Rebound Damian Zimmer. Same starters in there for Coach Mike Brzee's team. It's like Kamenda and Kamenda's still out there, and looks like Barnhart's come back in to start the second quarter. Walters almost had the ball stolen away. Has to go to Bill Kozak, and Sidney is really finding it hard to get any kind of offensive continuity. So, in other words, the Spartans defense doing its job. Kozak fires for three. It's off, way off. Zimmer rebounds, puts it up left side, no good. Gets it a second time, and he's fouled. Well, if it's not for Damian Zimmer and Mike Ward inside, Sidney would have very few points. And the foul is on Dan Shelton of Unitico, his first and the team's third. Both officials handling this intense man-to-man very, very well, I must say. Zimmer at the line. And it looks like he's shooting it low arc on as a mistake. He's shooting it that way on purpose. He's always had the minimal angle. So he makes them both. 6 points for Zimmer. 13-10. Unitico has led all the way. Sidney got off to a very rough start. Unitico has maintained the lead, though. 13-10. Around the screen is Young. Driving in on Kozak. Stops at the foul line. Now to Shelton on the right wing. It crosses a mismatch. Nope, they switch back. And Young's lost the basketball. Kozak might have bothered him a little bit on that exchange. 13-10. And Kozak now finds that Young is equal to the task on the defensive end. And Kozak can go nowhere. So Zimmer has it on the right wing, guarded by Dan Shelton. I love the man-to-man. This is great. You can say both names. Zimmer, looking for a screen, doesn't have it. Now he's caught without a pass. There he passes to Walters. Down underneath to a wide-open Mike Ward, and the lefty hits it. Good pass by Joe Montana Matzel. 6:23 to go in the first quarter. 13-12, and Coach Jim Knight wants a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here and name some more of our sponsors. Where'd I leave off? All right, Harpersville has Hawkins Homes in Sydney. It's Midwest Baco and the Marigas. Sydney Center checks in with Jessup House Building Supplies. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Chambers and O'Hara, our tip-off show sponsor from Sydney. Smith Insurance Agency of Sydney and Waldron's Floor Covering Cartwright Avenue in Sydney. Lots of great sponsorships, lots of annual sponsorships. Well, it's 13-12. Sydney has come to within one with 6:23 to go. Again, the Spartans got off to a big lead with Travis Woods slamming it home for the 13th point. Dan Shelton 4-for-5 from the line. And Phil Young's with a steal in the first basket of the game. But Sidney has moved it back to within one at 13-12 thanks to Damian Zimmer and Mike Ward inside. Shelton, pass to the high post for Woods. Going up against Matzo. Shot blocked. And the rebound by Johnny Wingate, who's into the game for the first time. Wingate, number 12, a 5'10 junior. This team very junior-oriented for Sidney. Kozak around a screen by Matzel. They got a pass that's open. No, close up quickly. Woods with a steal. Nice pass to Kamenda. No, can't hit the layup. Rebound by Zimmer. Zimmer almost outletted to Bill Kozak, and Youngs was waiting. He was going to snatch it free for the interception, but that didn't happen. 5:38 to play in the first half. 13-12. Still Unitico, still by one. Kozak to the right side. Zimmer thought about a three. Now he goes out to Matzel with the elbow. His shot is off the mark. Going for the rebound is Ward, but a bad pass out to Kozak. Stolen by Barnhart. The spin over to Phil Youngs. Hold on before the shot. It's a foul. And that's going to go against Billy Kozak, his first. I had to wait for a second because there were two people involved in that play defensively for Sidney, Matzel and Kozak. If it were Matzel, it would have been his second foul. And Mike Cruz is getting set to check in for Sidney. Shelton, the fall-away jumper over Ward, might have been partially blocked, but no, they'll say it wasn't. So Mike Cruz, number 23, checks into the game for Sidney. He'll replace Mike Ward, who's done very, very well in the opening quarter and 3 minutes. The big matchup continues to be Phil Youngs and Bill Kozak, though, the two point guards who are the smallest guys on the court, but giving it the spark plug energy. Kozak to the right side for Zimmer. Around the double team, back over to Kozak. Now Zimmer, same place, right wing. Drives in, goes up against Woods, and can't score it, but the rebound by Cruz kicks it out to Zimmer. and they start another Sydney possession. They trail by one, 4:48 to go. Unitigo has led all the way. Around the screen comes Wingate to Matzel. Matzel against Barnhart. Nope, back to Zimmer. 21 on the shot clock. Zimmer goes through with the left side. I don't know how he cut through, but he did. And our first lead change of the ball game. Sydney 14, Unitigo 13. I bet it's not the last lead change we get. Youngs moving in on Kozak. Scoop to the hoop. No good. Kozak skies for the rebound. Phil Youngs did everything right except score the basket. He even spun it from the right side to go in, and it just had too much spin on it, maybe, to come back out. Kozak wheels it around to Wingate at the top of the key. Guarded closely by Komenda. Wingate goes up. But looks like either a travel or a carry. So Komenda did his job by bothering Wingate, even though Wingate got past him. Under 4 minutes to go now. 3:56. 14-13. Spartans trail by one. First time they've trailed. Barnhart looked low, but Komenda was covered. Now he's out at the top of the key, over to the right side for Youngs. Rocks it back and forth. Now goes to Komenda, the 16-footer, way off the mark. Rebound by Matzel, and he outlets to Wingate. So Matzel and Cruz are in there. That's not a common occurrence. Usually one or the other, but this time they're both out there. Matzel has stayed out of foul trouble. Zimmer at the top of the key. He's picked up there by Tyler Butler. Zimmer still dribbling off to Kozak on the right side. Matzel sets up a screen. Kozak now guarded by Wood. Shoots for three, and it's off the mark. Rebound. Matzel controls it. Cross court to Zimmer. He's going to drive hard on the left. Oh, hands off to Cruz. Goes up, and he gets it blocked. Cruz blocked from behind by Barnhart, I believe. Could have been Woods. Got blocked out by the official, but it was a good pass from somebody to get it to Mike Cruz, but he got the shot blocked. I think it was Matzel who passed it off. And just as I say, Matzel stayed out of foul trouble, he picks up his second foul. So now Mike Ward checks back in. So underneath it'll be Ward and Cruz. Not the largest front line in the league, that's for sure. Kellen Komenda checks back out. Sharpshooter Dan Shelton comes back in. 14-13, Sydney by one. Butler goes to Barnhart, driving the left side. Good offensive play, and Barnhart scores. And as I said, it wouldn't be the last lead change. It sure hasn't. Second lead change of the ballgame. We've had no ties. Kozak still looking to get hot. Has not hit a shot yet. It is Ward at the foul line. Shoots. Scores! Mike Ward on fire in the first half. He's 4-for-5 shooting. 8 points, and we're back to another lead for Sydney, 16-15. Butler gives off to Youngs. Youngs thought about a drive, didn't go. Went to Woods, and the Woods with a kickback pass. It's picked off by John Wingate. But Wingate gives off to Bill Kozak. So once again, it's Kozak and Youngs. Kozak wide open in the corner. They didn't see him. Cruz gives it off to Kozak. Now it's Wingate around the screen. Goes for three. Big shot. Oh, my. John Wingate's got to try not to smile on that one, but it banked in. So 19-15, largest lead for Sydney. Woods against Cruz. No, they go to Barnhart. Barnhart drives in. He goes left hand. Missed it. Woods from behind. Scores it, and he's fouled. Well, some might say that Travis Woods went over the top of Mike Cruz to get that rebound. The officials say Cruz fouled him on the shot. So that's the first foul on Mike Cruz. Sydney's committed 6 fouls as a team. Travis Woods scored the basket to make it 19-17, and now he gets a chance to make it 19-18. Good shooter from the line. Up and good. He's got a great stroke. 19-18 with a minute and a half to go. Sydney's 4-point lead now down to 3, thanks to the old-school 3-point play by Travis Woods. Strong move inside. Kozak goes up against Woods. Nice bounce pass to Ward. It's up and good. Mike Ward off the super feed on the basic pick and roll. Mike Ward scores off the Billy Kozak pass. 21-18. 107 to play in the first half. This one is a thrill of second. It is Komenda. Two dribbles and off to Phil Young's at the top of the key. He has not unleashed one from out there. Beck from the corner. Short. Rebound. Komenda banked it in. Kellen Komenda with his first basket. He was Johnny on the spot. 21-20. Sydney by a point. 45 seconds to go. What a first half this has been. Kozak moving stealthily against Youngs. Now to Zimmer. He kicks it off to Cruz. Off the glass. Good! Mike Cruz off the super feed from Damian Zimmer. Sydney with assists and more assists. They've surprised Unitico thus far. 23-20. 23 seconds to go. Komenda. One dribble and done off to Dan Shelton, who has not gotten to take a couple and many more than two shots, I think. Woods trying to unload it, or excuse me, Young's trying to unload it to Woods, and it was stolen by Johnny Wingate. 23-20, 3 seconds to go. Kozak, a fall away, no good. Shelton rebounds and can't get a shot off. Sydney has shocked Unitico in the early going, and their fans show their appreciation. It is 23-20, but boy, do we have a lot of game left. And this is what a Mid-State Athletic Conference championship game is all about. Two teams who know each other very well. There's some unlikely heroes so far. There is some predictable things, but mostly for me, it's two man-to-man defenses going at it tooth and nail. I love this game. And it's 23-20 Sydney, but will Unitico have an answer in the second half? You bet they will. All right, stick around. The Maravito Halftime Report coming up live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, where excitement reigns in the boys' Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. I say excitement because we've had three lead changes. We've had a ton of excitement. And it's not a lot of offense, but 23-20 means anything can really happen in the second half. And this is without some of the most explosive offensive players even scoring a point. I'll tell you more about that in a second. It's our halftime report, Maravito Halftime Report on WCDO, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. 563-HEAT, call 563-HEAT. Yeah, 23-20, Sydney, a mild surprise right now against the unbeaten MAC champion or regular season champion, Unitigo Spartans. But again, it is still only one half in the books. I revert back to the January 20th game to see what the heck was going on. In that game, there were ties at 3-5 and 14 in the first half, and then not till 29, 31, 36, 38, 39, 41, and 42. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ties in that game. And in the fourth quarter alone, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 7-8 lead changes in that game. And guess what the score was at halftime? It was Unitigo 20 and Sydney 16. This time Sydney improves by 7. Unitigo stays at 20. It's 23-20. In that game at halftime, Damian Zimmer had 8 points. Mike Ward had 6. And the only other points were Bill Kozak had 2. In this game, Damian Zimmer has 8 points. Mike Ward has 10 points. John Wingate has a banked-in three-pointer, and Mike Cruz has a basket for 2. For Unitigo, they had their 20 points, so this is really apples to apples. There was an amazing 4 three-pointers made at Sydney by Unitigo shooters, 2 by Tyler Butler. He had 7 points at halftime. Kellen Komenda, who started that game, well, didn't start, but he filled in for Phil Youngs very soon after the opening tap. He had a 3 and a 2 for 5. Dan Shelton had a 3. That was late in the half, as I remember. He would finish with 14. And nobody else had any point. Travis Woods had 2 points, and Phil Youngs had 2 points. They had 3 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, and 2 for 4 from the line. This 20 points, Travis Woods has 9, including a dunk. Quinn Barnhart has a basket and a free throw for 3. Phil Youngs, the same 2 points. Kellen Komenda, 2 points. Dan Shelton, 4 for 5 from the line, no field goals. So an interesting comparison between the first game and the second game that these two teams are playing. And I believe if Sydney and Unitigo win their first round game, I think they play again. If Sydney beats Oxford and Unitigo beats Green, I believe Sydney and Unitigo will face each other, and that game will definitely be in Unitigo, leading to what I would imagine would be a very hot gym once again. So our sports action today, doubleheader. If you're just tuning in, wondering about the girls' game, Harpersville, yeah, they did it again, fourth year in a row, this year without a Kimmel to be found, but it was Savannah Murray and Amanda Frere leading the way in double figures as Harpersville defeated Oxford this afternoon. The final was 48-27, one of the worst free throw shooting percentages I've ever seen, and I feel bad for Oxford because, again, they worked hard to get here. Foul shots were one of the reasons they did get here, beating Unitigo, but they were just 2-for-23 unofficially today from the free throw line. And even making them all, that wasn't going to, well, if they made them all, they would have been tied, I guess. So, oh my gosh. Somebody wants to be our friend. And that's an off-mic joke there. So congratulations again. Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, 4th win in a row in the MAC for Harpersville. They will be the number 2 seed in Class C and will host the first round game against Groton this coming week. Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember which team is playing what. I think it's Wednesday. All right, we're going to take another break. About 7 minutes to go till the second half. Might as well not wait till, you know, till it's too late to take a break. We'll do that. It is the halftime status here is Sydney 23 and Unitico 20. It's a very well-played game. I think I've given everybody point totals. Yeah. So let's take that break. Vince Bennett for the conference boys championship, part of a doubleheader of championship basketball live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. About 4 minutes to change away from starting, and I know they won't take the whole 4 minutes to change because these guys are used to 10-minute breaks at halftime, not 15. So being the Mid-State Athletic Conference championship, I guess it's a little bit different. And I believe I heard this past week from one of the gyms that I was in, well, I was in Unitico both nights, so I guess that's no secret. But I'm hearing there might be three officials next year done for two games. In other words, two officials will work the JV game. Two officials will work the varsity game, but one of those will work both games in that night. So it looks like a cost-cutting measure for teams, which I totally can understand. That'll be something to look for in terms of everybody's budget cuts and transportation costs and all that other stuff is the officials. I mean, officials, I think varsity gets $85 plus mileage. Poor Unitico. While they should get the Oneonta board, they wind up getting the Binghamton board. It was something that Jack Halloran put in way back when he was still coaching, and he retired in the mid-90s. So I think times have changed, and they need to really look at that with everybody's budget. But, yes, the Spartan is out with a green flag and the white S. Where's the Sydney Warrior? They have the cardboard cutout. This pep band is here, though, for Sydney, so that counts. And they've got... They've got a gong. They brought a gong, so that's kind of good. Oh boy, everybody writes gum on my sheet. My daughter came up and saw me 2 weeks ago. Asked for gum. My wife's here next to me. She asked for gum. There's gum. All right. So our sponsorship, special sponsors continue, and they are. Let's see, where'd I leave off? Okay, Eaton and Griffith Law Office, Video Entertainment Plus, both of Sydney, Richard Wakeman Construction of Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, NBT Bank, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney. Just saw Mike Butler here. Hagley Machine Company, also of Sydney. And let's also go with the Waste Recovery Enterprises and Neighbors Insurance of Sydney. Roberts Eye Care Associates of Sydney. Sydney and Oxford, counted for here with Roma, a restaurant, a pizzeria. Catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Tabone Chiropractic of Sydney. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe of Sydney. And Country Squire Realty of Unadilla. We're about a minute 35 away. And Sydney is done warming up. Unitigo still getting in their last second shots. And again, that is something to take into account in terms of cold shooting or hot shooting. Sydney's points are all coming in close. Unitigo is trying for shots outside and just not hitting. So after this game will be, I've got a program here. There are two games coming up, the girls and the boys championship for the Tri-Valley. They and the MAC have flip-flopped this year. Franklin and their high-scoring sophomore sensation Jordan Beers, first time in the Tri-Valley championship game since, I think, 1984. They're going to be playing Worcester. And in the varsity boys game, it's going to be Morris against Cherry Valley Springfield. And also congratulations to the Tri-Valley's Coaches Hall of Fame 2012 inductees. Rudy Gorsch from Worcester coached softball from 1983 to 1992. Stephanie Banks, soccer and basketball coach at Skenevis for many years. And Elizabeth Ercity, a Franklin Central School coach from 1970 to 1997, soccer, basketball, volleyball, and softball. Congratulations. And thanks to Morabito Fuel Group, 563 Heat, for Morabito Energy Products, for our sponsorship of the halftime show. Sydney will come out with Kozak, Ward, Walters, Zimmer, and Matzel. Matzel with two fouls, the only one with more than one. Unitigo will have Youngs, Butler, Barnhart, Woods, and Shelton. So here we go, second half underway. Sydney will have the ball. Kozak to Ward, right back to Bill Kozak, guarded by Phil Youngs. We take up where we left off before. Kozak, a couple of dribbles toward the foul line, didn't have it. Off to Zimmer, right back to Kozak. Now this is where Unitigo really put the clamps down, and they go with a switch, but Woods recovers, so Matzo won't get the ball. Zimmer over to Walters. Remember, Sydney had a shot clock violation early in this game because of Unitigo's sharp defense. Walters open for three left side, and he takes it and makes it. Brandon Walters, not only the first three-pointer for him, that's his first shot. So 26-20, and that's the largest lead for Sydney. Dan Shelton has been held without a field goal. Nice pass, Shelton, towards, over to Barnhart, left side. And Quinn Barnhart scored his second basket, and what an unselfish play by Travis Woods. 7:06 to play in the third quarter. 26-22. Great teamwork by Unitigo against the Sydney man-to-man. As all eyes went to Travis Woods, Quinn Barnhart released on the left side. Woods hit him with a perfect pass. Kozak jumps up, and Shelton hits his head on the floor. There goes Woods with a thunder jam. And now they have to stop because Shelton had fallen to the floor. His head was what hit. And I got to put Travis Woods' basket down before I forget anything else. 26-24. They're just checking with Dan Shelton. And remember, in this day and age of concussions, do not take anything for granted. And I think he's going to be all right. And another part of this on the... did we lose lights again? Oh, on the dunk, the basket might have been broken. Travis might have abused the basket on that jump, on the jam, I should say. No, I think it's going to be all right. Well, Unitigo shoots there the whole second half. Yep, that's why they have the maintenance people here at SUNY Oneonta for just such a situation. We had a head hit the floor. We had a hand pulled down on the rim. All right, Sydney with the basketball. Butler takes Walters very close. Stick to it defense, that's for sure. Kozak guarded by Youngs. 19 on the shot clock. Zimmer at the foul line. Fakes the shot. Somebody's open. It's Ward. Ward goes inside. Stolen by Tyler Butler. Oh, Butler could have traveled. Oh, Butler got away with a travel there. He passed the ball and then caught it again. Back out to Shelton for three. Not this time. And the rebound to Brandon Walters. So Sidney catches a break there. Off the double team. Walters drives in on Shelton. The shot is short, and they're going to call Walters for an offensive. So Shelton this time hits the floor, but on purpose. So Brandon Walters commits his first foul. Sidney had 16 fouls in the first half. Only Joe Matzell has more than one. He's got two. Around the screen. Youngs for three. Short rebound. Zimmer. Oh, Zimmer had Walters on the fly, but did not see him. Better safe than sorry, I guess, in the Brzee camp. So 5:35 to play in the third quarter. 26-24. Sidney had Brandon Walters make a three. Here comes Zimmer. Goes up with a left hand. Off the rim. No good. Matzell with a rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. Tapped it open. There's Zimmer with the basketball now. Zimmer to the right side for Ward. Ward is pushed as he's driving the lane. Unitego fans certainly showing their disappointment with the lack of a call there. But Zimmer is just trying to get the ball free from the defender. So the foul is on Travis Woods, and that's something to keep in mind because Travis can get into foul trouble very quickly. Pass goes into Walters, knocked away by Shelton. Ward on the ground off his butt. Passes the ball off. Zimmer got away with the travel. He goes up Woods, risking a third foul, and he got away with that one. So the officials let him just play. Both violations and fouls not picked up on. Butler for three off the mark. Zimmer with a rebound. He and Woods tangled up. Good play by both players this time. Good hustle by both players, I should say. Nobody's going to take the ball away from either one until the referee blows the whistle. 4:59 left third quarter, 26-24 Sidney, but Spartans with the ball. Shelton backs up against Ward. Now he goes to Barnhart. The spin move, the floater, good! Quinn Barnhart with his second basket of the quarter. We're tied at 26, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the first tie of the ball game. 26-26, a six-point run for Unitego, and in this game, 6 points is a lot. Kozak, having everybody chase him, fakes the three, goes off, and the ball from the corner gets over to the second side for Walters, short. Rebound, tapped by Matzell to Walters, and he kicks it way out to half court where Bill Kozak waits in the safety position. 4:17 to go. It's a fresh 35. Woods taking Matzell to Walters. He's open for three. It's around the rim, no good. Shelton skies for the rebound, and outlets to Phil Young. Here comes Unitego. Chance to take their first lead of the second half. We had three lead changes in the first half. Young's around the screen, now passes off Butler through the crowd, passes off to Woods. He misses. Barnhart out-positions Zimmer, and then the shot blocked by Zimmer. They'll call him for a foul. I thought Zimmer had good position right after Barnhart had even better position on the rebound against Damian Zimmer. So that was definitely a touch foul called on the official, or on Damian Zimmer by the official, because it looked very, very clean, and I think Damian's a little upset. I don't know if he's upset at himself, but that play never would have been made possible had Quinn Barnhart not had better position on the for the offensive rebound than Damian Zimmer had. And Barnhart at the line misses the first one. And remember, he's shooting 50%, and he's 1 for 3, and now he is 1 for 4. Rebound by Matzell. Matzell's going to have to dribble the ball up a little bit. Okay. Now to Zimmer, now to Kozak. So 26 all tie. It's Quinn Barnhart. Lost the chance. And a 10-second violation. Seriously? Did it take that long to even ball up court? I guess it did. Substitution. Kellen Comenda comes in for Unitego, and a short timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. 26 all tie. Sidney Unitego, the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Championship game. Catch it live on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back here. Greg Davey at SUNY Oneonta for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Championship game and a rematch of last year's game won by Sydney. This one, though, tied at 26. Dan Shelton hits Woods on a post. Can't go anywhere, so he kicks it out to Kamenda. Shot is short. Rebound by Joe Matzel. Outlets to Zimmer. Zimmer pushes the ball up the right side. He waits for Kozak. And Kozak is guarded closely by Young, so Zimmer's got to keep it going. It is a Matzel over the to Kozak. The ball is still around, and Walters is going to get away with it. He might have gotten away with a travel or a double dribble that time. Jim Knight is incensed on that play, and I don't blame him. Matzel back out to Kozak. Eight on the shot clock. Zimmer around the screen by Mike Cruz. Now it's Matzel's short shot. Good. Joe Matzel's first basket. Now Mike Cruz has come in for Mike Ward in the Sydney lineup. First subbing by Mike Brzee in the second half. Kellen Kamenda is in the game for Unitigo, replacing Tyler Butler. And there's a illegal screen or a push. It's going to go against Damian Zimmer, a third foul. Kellen Kamenda set the screen, and Zimmer knocked him over, and that's his third foul. So 2:32 to go, a third foul on Zimmer. That's very important because Zimmer has been the catalyst of many points for Sydney. So that's two fouls in a row, three in all. John Wingate checks in, and now he's got a decided height disadvantage guarding Dan Shelton. Barnhart trying to wheel it in. Nope, goes over to Woods. Woods muscles inside. He goes underneath and tries to shoot. Scores, missed it. And then Barnhart with an offensive rebound. Quinn Barnhart has been an X factor for this Unitigo team tonight. He has gotten some rebounds that he maybe otherwise wouldn't have gotten. So Brandon Walters called for the foul on the hack, and that'll be Quinn Barnhart at the line yet again. Now, Quinn missed the last two free throws. Sydney leads by two. The first shot is up and no good, and Travis Woods comes over, slaps five, and says, hey, you got to get it together, man. You can do it. Quinn Barnhart with two very big offensive rebounds in this quarter. Second shot is off the mark. Woods beat Cruz out to the ball and scores. Travis Woods, not to be denied, got the offensive rebound on a foul shot. Unbelievable. Long pass up ahead to Matzel. And the defense is back to stop him. He's double-teamed. Somebody's open. 2:11 on the clock. Two ties in this game, 26 and 28. Kozak unloads to Cruz off his hands. Recovered by Woods. Might have gotten away with a travel there. Off to Barnhart. He slips and almost falls. Now it's Woods, the fake, and a travel. He had John Wingate faked up with a leap and started to move and did not dribble. Much of what the girls did in the opener, a lot of travels from the same type of move. Well, Mike Cruz goes out. Mike Ward comes back in. So it's Ward, Kozak, Walters, Wingate, and Matzel. Ward to Wingate. Three W's in this game. Oh. Wingate almost lost it. Passes over to Ward. Now the high post to Matzel. Matzel into the right corner for Ward around the screen. Kicks it over to Wingate. He banked one in before, but he's guarded by Barnhart. No shot coming up. Nice give and go to Ward. He drives in. Blocking is the call on Dan Shelton. Mike Ward will not get to shoot because that was before the shot taken was taken. Shelton at his second foul. Only two fouls called on the home team on the scoreboard, Unitigo. Wingate gets it in the corner. Kicks it out to Ward for the soft jumper, and it's good. Mike Ward with a basket, his first of the second half. A minute 24, Sydney back up by 2:30-28. Woods left alone, 16-footer missed. Rebound, Barnhart again. He's going to muscle inside and score. Quinn Bernhard. 9 points for him. Stolen by Youngs on the outlet. Off to Komenda for two. Boom, boom, Uncle. The lights there for Sydney. They panic, and Unitigo's defense comes up big. Long pass up ahead to Wingate, and it's awful sloppy. To the high post for Ward. Passes low off of Travis Woods. So back to a fourth lead change, 32-30. Unitigo by two. 44 seconds to go. 22 on the Sydney shot clock. Untouched is Wingate, but his shot is blocked by Woods. Long pass ahead. Will he score? No, he goes up against Matzel. Foul is a blocking call. Is it on Matzel or is it on Wingate? It is on Joe Matzel. Joe Matzel's third foul. That is a crucial call right there because that puts Joe Matzel in his third foul. Damian Zimmer also with three, and the tempo of the game changed drastically when Damian Zimmer went off the floor. So Woods at the line. He's got a game-high 13 points. Misses the first free throw. And let's keep in mind, Unitico was 6 for 8 in the first half. Free throw shooting, they are now 0 for 5. So Matzel sits down. Cruz is right back in the game. It's Woods. David Van Alstyne has checked into the game to replace Phil Youngs, who's got to be exhausted. Running the whole time. Again, missed on the shot. And Wingate, or Ward rebounds for Sydney. 32-30. The floated pass from Kozak to Ward. 30 on the shot clock. Or the shot clock actually should be turned off. Ward in the paint, missed it. Goes for his own rebound. Kicks it out to Wingate. Sydney stays alive with the possession. 16 seconds and the shot clock turned off. Will Sydney be able to tie it or take the lead here? Or nothing. Wingate, 8 seconds to go. To Ward. Or to Walters. Bounce pass to Ward. Goes up with a scoop to the hoop. No good. And Unitigo, by virtue of some strong defense and some foul trouble by the Warriors, have taken a 32-30 lead going into the final 8 minutes of play. We are ecstatic about this championship game because it's championship in every way. Stick around. It's the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Championship game from SUNY Oneonta live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back live at SUNY Oneonta for the fourth quarter. Sydney trailing Unitigo 32-30, but with the ball to start the fourth quarter. It is Walters, Kozak, Cruz, Zimmer in there, and Mike Ward. And a ball knocked away by Kellen Komenda. He's got this little smirk on his face, but it's pretty consistent, so not that he smirked because of that. Kozak goes to Mike Cruz. Kozak bounce pass to Brandon Walters. Now to Kozak, guarded by David Van Alstyne. Kozak floats one. No, he doesn't shoot it. He hands it off to Ward. Mike Ward, Sydney's number one offensive player right now. Ward, the fake, the shot, the score! Mike Ward! Nice patience to wait for the defense, and he took the 12-footer and scored it. 32-32, our fourth tie of the ball game. A little weave going on with Komenda, Youngs, and Van Alstyne. Youngs goes in over Cruz, missed it. Rebound Brandon Walters. And the outlet to Kozak. Sydney can now take the lead. Mike Ward over half court. I'm sure he's going to give it to a guard, and he does. Gives it to Damian Zimmer. Cruz trying to post up on Travis Woods. Kozak goes in, goes to the hoop, missed it. The ball is Shelton's. Danny Shelton with a recovery. First minute in the books now, tied at 32. We've had four ties and four lead changes. It's a championship game. Van Alstyne to Phil Young. Almost gave it away. Oh, you heard the O's in the crowd. That was it. Youngs thinking about a shot, thinking about a drive. Now he kicks it over to Shelton for three. It's off the mark. One's up over Cruz, and that's going to be disallowed. As he's called for what is the vernacular is called over the back. Even though Woods may have appeared from this angle to actually have the height. But nonetheless, the third team foul on Unitigo, the third on Travis Woods. Van Alstyne all over Kozak. Now he gives it off to Zimmer, driving hard left side. It's good! Damian Zimmer says, I don't care how big you are, I'm taking it to the rack, baby. And there's a foul to boot. I'm checking to see who the foul's on. It doesn't say. Shot by Zimmer is up and good. He's got 11 points. I never said who the foul is on. Okay. So 35-32, Sydney by three. Van Alstyne got the ball. Damian Zimmer a little too close to Van Alstyne. Give David Van Alstyne credit for staying with the basketball. Zimmer now with four. That is huge. And that's also the sixth team foul on Sydney. So the next one, non-shooting, Unitigo can get a 1-1. But they were 0-6 in the quarter. Young looking for Woods underneath. He's not there. Shelton a little gun-shy right now to shoot. No, he'll shoot it, and it's short. Rebound Zimmer. Sydney by three, under 6 minutes to go now. Kozak trying to keep the ball. And Van Alstyne sticking to him like glue. Back out to Walters. Boy, that's got to be hard for Billy Kozak. He's getting draped. Walters unloads to Cruz. He keeps the ball, throws it way out. That's going to be a backcourt. Zimmer with a backcourt. But Cruz lost the handle of the ball to start with, and then he quickly saw Damian Zimmer back near half court and overthrew it. Joe Matzel returns. John Wingate returns. Mike Cruz comes out, Damian Zimmer comes out, and I think what Mike Brzee's doing is keeping Zimmer out on all set defensive situations. He'll have to be ready to go back in on the offense. So, Phil Young, Kellen Komenda, Travis Woods, Dan Shelton, David Van Alstyne. Oh, Shelton didn't see the pass come his way. Van Alstyne, Johnny on the spot to pick it up. 5:25 to go, 35-32. Unitigo trails. There's Van Alstyne, pops one, missed it. Rebound, Ward. Ward outlets to the corner for Kozak. Up the floor quickly. He goes, no look, pass to Matzel for two. Matzel's second basket, but again, a nifty feed on the no look pass by Phil Kozak. One of the few times Kozak was open that far. Van Alstyne out to Youngs now in the corner for Shelton, and a timeout asked for by Mr. Jim Knight. Let's stick here because we've still got to give our special sponsors their due, and they include Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, R.E. Wilbur Supply of Sydney, the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Hope they're still listening. Of course, they're proud of their Hornets for the fourth straight MAC Girls Championship. Oxford, well represented too. Bartles Pharmacy, Countryside Stove and Chimney, Favors Home and Kitchens, and Kuhn's Equipment Repair. Thanks also to Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, Mead West Baco, and Amerigas of Sydney, Jessup Howe's Building Supply of Sydney Center, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Smith's Insurance Agency and Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, and Chambers and O'Hara of Sydney. 4:53 to go in this fourth quarter. I won't even say the game, but Sydney has opened up a 37-32 lead. Not their largest. They led 26-20 moments into the third quarter. But Unitigo stormed back and took another lead. Five lead changes in this game and four ties. The last one at 32. So the Sydney Warriors have put together five straight points. Unitigo will have an inbounds play near their basket. Outside is Phil Youngs. Kozak gave him room. He hasn't taken a three-point shot yet. Driving in, Butler. Oh, nice play. Tyler Butler's first basket, believe it or not. He did a nice little rolling up and under. Kozak might have gotten on the end line, but no call there and no foul calls. He took a tumble. He got hit. And Unitigo recovers, 37-34. Youngs, oh, he might have gotten away with a travel. Three-point shot, Kellen Komenda. We are tied at 37. And there's a dive on the floor. Who's it going to be? A foul will be called. It's right in front of the Sydney bench. Brandon Walters gets the foul call, and I honestly can't tell you what he did because Unitigo has scored the last 5 points after Sydney scored five and a short timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. The foul trouble situation is more catastrophic for Sydney because they've got Damian Zimmer with three and Joe Matzel with three and Brandon Walters now with three. Matzel and Walters are on the floor. Zimmer is not at this point. But that all started when Kozak came up the near side. I thought he stepped on the end line, but he also got hit hard and took a tumble. The ball stayed free. There was no whistle. They came down. Youngs got away with a travel on the offensive side, and he flipped it back to Kellen Komenda, and Komenda didn't hesitate. He swished the three-pointer. That is Unitigo's first three of the game, by the way. So, and it's time to say hello to my daughter, Bryn, who is on her way to church for the evening after working. And shot by Van Alstine misses on the one-and-one, by the way. Just to let you know, 37-37 tie. Long pass up ahead. Oh, bad pass by Kozak. It's picked off by Travis Woods. The Unitigo chance to take the lead. Five lead changes in this game. Youngs gets around. Ward goes in and scores. Phil Youngs only his second basket, and the other one was an uncontested layup off a steal. 7 points in a row scored by Unitigo. Kozak through a double team. Hands it off to Matzel. There's a ball. There's a flurry on the floor, and it's picked up by Unitigo. Down comes Phil Youngs. To the corner for Butler. A floater in the paint. He's got it. Tyler Butler back-to-back hoops for him. It's now 41-37. And Unitigo has scored nine in a row. Matzel to Wingate. Back to Kozak. 3:17 to go. Largest lead for Unitigo right now at 4 points. Down low for Ward. He gets pushed away by Van Alstine. Back out to Kozak. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Wingate, down low to Ward. Into the corner, Kozak for three. No, it's an air ball. Matzel rebounds. Matzel out to Wingate for three at the buzzer. No good. Rebound, Komenda. Off to the races, Youngs. Backs it out. 41-37, Unitigo. Down to 2:35, and the Spartan fans are now ecstatic. Because their team leads by four with 2:36 to play in this game. You're listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Basketball Boys Championship on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And a little bit of quiet in a sea of noise. It has been anyway. I'll throw some gum in the mouth. My goodness, this has been quite the back and forth. Sydney and Unitigo were tied at 32 early in the fourth quarter. Unitigo had a two-point lead. Sydney scored seven in a row to go up 37-32. Then we were tied at 37. The Unitigo scored four more points in a row to make it 41-37. There's still 2:36 to play. Zimmer will come on the floor for Sydney along with Matzel, Ward, Walters, and Kozak. It's Butler, Komenda, Youngs, Woods, and Van Alstyne. And Bill Youngs worked hard to get in for a shot, but the ball teeters off the rim. Zimmer across half court. David Van Alstyne with some quality minutes so far in this game in the fourth quarter. Kozak, Sydney needs a three-pointer to get back in, or they feel they do anyway. There's still a four-point spread, 2 minutes, 5 seconds. Zimmer thought about it. Walters goes baseline, unloads to Matzel, stepping in and knocking away is Phil Youngs. Big, big, big defensive play by Phil Youngs. That could have been an easy two for Matzel. Phil Youngs knocked it away. In the corner, Matzel from Kozak on the inbounds. Hands it off to Walters. Four on the shot clock. Somebody's got to shoot it. Walters will let it fly. Oh, my God, it almost went in. Woods rebounds. No, it's in the Van Alstyne's hand. Sydney, no clue that they needed to shoot except Brandon Walters, and he did fling it, and he almost made it. A minute 38, so another minute closer for Unitigo. To the corner for Butler. Down low for Woods. Out of bounds, Matzel risking his fourth foul as Travis Woods was backing in. It got knocked away. 19 on the shot clock, 41-37, a minute 31 to go. Unitigo by four. Butler to inbound the ball for Unitigo. Komenda to Youngs. Driving in, kicks it out, Van Alstyne. Into the corner for Young, short. Rebound, Mike Ward. And Phil Youngs stole the outlet pass. Oh, my God. Phil Youngs is crazy. That kid is crazy. To Van Alstyne. They're going to do a little weave with 23 on the shot clock. Down to a minute five. What a play by Phil Youngs. Van Alstyne sets the screen. Now it's Zimmer guarding Youngs. Now it's Butler going in. Oh, that's too easy. No, he missed. Yo, Travis Woods followed it up. Travis Woods followed up the miss and scores it. 43-37, 49 seconds to go. Spartans now going into more of a zone defense. Forcing a three-pointer. High post for Zimmer. He's got it. Damian Zimmer scores and Sydney calls time. 39 seconds and boy, what a long time Sydney went without scoring. Unitigo scored. They scored. They had 32. They scored 11 points in a row before Sydney scored their basket with Damian Zimmer. Our game on WCDO is brought to you by, where did I leave off? I can never remember. Eaton and Griffith Law Office, Sydney Federal Credit Union and NBT Bank, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Egley Machine Company and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney and Richard Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Thank you all, and I've read their names. We were supposed to read them twice per game. I know I got them in the girls' game, but I think today I've gotten them all in three times in the boys' championship game. What a game this has been, and it's not over. 39.4 seconds to go. Sydney scored on Damian Zimmer's runner, and now has taking a timeout. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Sydney has committed 7 team fouls. So if they foul, they send Unitigo to the line. But Unitigo in this half is 0-7. Might not be a bad idea. Matzel trapping Woods in the corner, but Woods with a nice pass to Shelton. Long pass up ahead to Youngs. Youngs bounce pass to Komenda. The fall away jumper no good. Rebound by Zimmer, and Zimmer is fouled from behind by Phil Youngs, who is smiling because, first of all, that's only the fifth team foul, and it's only Phil's second foul, but it's a non-shooting, so it really doesn't harm Unitigo at all. 43-39, 26 seconds to go. Kozak thought about a three, didn't take it. Walters, two dribbles and nothing going. Kozak back to Zimmer. Zimmer drives up and can't hit it. Matzel tries to tap it once, twice. It's over to Zimmerno. And it's collected by Komenda. Walters is going to foul Komenda, who lands on top of Damian Zimmer. 43-39, too much wasted time. Unitigo can put this away. 8.7 seconds to go. And that's the fourth foul on Brandon Walters, but that really makes no difference right now. So with 8.7 seconds left, Unitigo 43, Sydney 39, at the line, Kellen Komenda to shoot 1-1. And keep this in mind, because stranger things have happened. Unitigo is 0-7 from the line in this half. We'll have the postgame show and all that coming up. Komenda misses, and a timeout quickly asked for with 0.4 of a second. Take it off the clock. So we'll stay right here, but I'm thinking, if you're Jim Knight, what do you tell your players? I mean, you can foul two, you can foul one more time somewhere in the middle of that. But the only way Unitigo would mess this up is if Sydney hit a three-pointer and was fouled, and the best they could do is tie. But Komenda missing at least opens the door for the Sydney Warriors. If nothing else, it gives me a chance to total my scores up, because I don't think in the last 8 seconds there's going to be much to talk about. Now, interesting stat here, and I'll probably repeat it in the postgame. Dan Shelton held to 4 free throws in the early part of the game. All right, so Ward will inbound to Kozak. He's going to run it up the floor. He's going to go to Zimmer. He's got to shoot now. Blocked by Wallace. Oh, the play of the game right there. And the game is over. And Unitigo wins 43-39. 43-39. It was their kind of victory. Keeping the score low. Give Sydney Fitz on a man-to-man defense. And celebrate the win. Great, great ball game. I have to watch to see the handshakes and stuff. Sydney guys are slapping Unitigo guys on the back. Unitigo did the same thing to the Sydney boys last year. So between the two schools, first class all the way. Everyone listening needs to know that. There's no fights. There's no bickering. Right now, Phil Youngs and Billy Kozak are hugging. Travis Woods has to reach down to hug Billy Kozak. But, I mean, it's that type of day. I mean, it doesn't make any difference going into sectionals what happens today. I mean, it does, but Sydney still plays on Tuesday. Unitigo still plays on Tuesday, and if those two teams win, they play again next Friday. So, my goodness, just a phenomenal game. You know, a person like me who was supposed to be done doing this stuff a long time ago, comes back to do games, and there are so many that are routes or, you know, kind of boring or something. You know, it did not disappoint. It did not disappoint today. That's all I can tell you. So 43-39, and get this stat, the most important overall stat of the day. Unitigo scored the last 11 points while giving up just 2. An 11-2 run to win this game, 43-39. All right, stick around. We'll be back. We'll have the totals for you in the postgame show and the awards live on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, yes, indeed. To the victor go the spoils, and the big trophy and presentation, and now posing for the team picture. Unitigo earns this one every step of the way. Their record improves to 17-1, and they earn, and I do mean earn, the undefeated mark as champions of the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Jim Knight and his crew has every reason to be extremely proud of what they did. But I'll tell you what, Sydney did not make it easy. And I see some of the Sydney guys watching the team picture take place. And knowing that this is a very heavy underclass group of Sydney boys, I have the feeling they're going to both count on being here next year. So congratulations again to Coach Knight. Now, our post-game show has sponsors. Yes, they do. Yes, it does. Well, MVT Bank is our Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. They're putting customers first every single day and are sure proud to support the area's high school athletes. MVT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Another long-time community service sponsor is Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Meng Insurance serves the insurance needs of the Tri-County community and have done so for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports here on your local sports leader, WCDL. Well, did the sign hold up? Yeah, the sign held up the entire game. That's good to know. But, all right, the recap. How do we do this? Well, we tell the story from the first quarter. Unitigo went out to a 13-8 first quarter lead. Sydney muscled their way back in. They found a way to get through some of that hardcore man-to-man defense that Unitigo put up, and they took a 23-20 halftime lead. They stretched it to 26-20, which was their largest lead of the ballgame, and then Unitigo came storming back. And they ended the quarter up 32-30. We were tied at 26, 28, 30, 32. All right, so now we move to the next segment of the game, and that's when Unitigo, led by two, Sydney scored the next 7 points to take a 37-32 lead, and then Unitigo went on an 11-2 finish and won that game, not from the foul line, which we talked about before, but by offensive rebounding and good teamwork, and they did it again, 43-39, winning over Sydney by 4. All right, scoring recap for Sydney. They were led by Mike Ward's 14 points, 10 in the first half. He had all 7 2-point field goals for those 14 points. Damian Zimmer got foul trouble late, which curtailed some of his activity. That made a definite difference. When he got his fourth foul, they were leading 37-32. That's a difference maker there. 13 points, though, for Zimmer, the Baker's Dozen. He was the only Sydney player to shoot free throws. 3-4-3. And after that, it dropped significantly. Joe Matzel with 2 baskets for 4. Brandon Walters hit a 3-pointer for 3. Mike Cruz hit 1 basket for 2. And John Wingate had a bank shot 3 in the second quarter. He finishes with 3. Very simple addition here. 15 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 3 for 3. That's it from the line for those 39 points. Not Sydney's lowest scoring output of the year. They had 23 against Norwich. For Unitigo, I always say how they spread the wealth, and they kind of did. They got contributions from certain people at certain times when other guys weren't making it, and I go back to the Dan Shelton thing. Dan Shelton comes in as a marked man. They knew he was going to be bombing from the outside. Not bombing, that means he shoots too much. He was going to be shooting from the outside, and usually has a pretty good track record there. He just didn't have it today from there. Didn't stop him from playing defense, didn't stop him from hitting 4 for 5 from the free throw line, but that was all early. He finishes with those 4 points. After that, it's Travis Woods with a high scoring of 15 points, including 2 jams today. Quinn Barnhart, 9 points for him. A sad 1 for 6 from the free throw line. We can laugh about that now because he had 4 back-to-back-to-back in the third quarter and didn't make any of them. that probably could have changed the complexion of the game drastically. But then again, Travis Woods missed his two in the third quarter as well. 4 points each for Tyler Butler, including two big ones in that 11-2 run. Two baskets for Phil Youngs, one early, one late. David Van Alstyne, 0-for-1 from the line. But boy, did he play a lot of quality minutes. My goodness, in the fourth quarter, he was out there quite a bit. And Kellen Komenda, another key game for him against Sydney. Two field goals from the two-point area. He had the three in the fourth quarter. That was a big one. In fact, that tied it up at 37. And it was 0-for-1 from the line for him, 7 points. So an embarrassing 6-for-16 from the free throw line, but a happy 43 points to win it. 17 two-pointers, just one three-pointer, that one from Komenda for the 43 points. The hard thing right now is to get offense and defense. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Phil Youngs, I gave him offense last time, even though he could have won both. Today, there's no question in my mind that Phil Youngs is going to get the Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Meng Insurance. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt whatsoever. And I think I'm going to throw a curve into this, and I'm going to give Tyler Butler the outstanding offense award, and he only scored 4 points, but those two were runners in the lane, and that made all the difference in the world on that 11-2 run. It was Komenda's three-pointer that tied it, but Tyler Butler scored twice in that run to solidify the win. So congratulations to both Phil Youngs and Tyler Butler. It could have been Quinn Barnhart. It could have been Travis Woods. In fact, I was thinking Quinn Barnhart early on. We just scored the three baskets in the third quarter. He just did a great job of getting offensive rebounds. Outstanding, outstanding job. And special congrats as well to Damian Zimmer and Mike Ward. Two very well-played games. Ward, I think that's his career high of 14 points. And, of course, Zimmer just everywhere on that court for Sydney. So Sydney falls to 11-6. Unitigo rises to 17-1. Unitigo plays Green on Tuesday night to start their Section 4 run as the number 2 seed. It will be Sydney, and I can't remember what number they are, but they are taking on Oxford. I think it's the 8 versus 9, and they will play. No, they are the 7 versus 10, and they will play Oxford at home third time in 4 weeks. And then if they win that game, I believe it's a showdown again between Sydney and Unitigo. That game, if it happens, will be in Unitigo. Our thanks to all the major special sponsors again today. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Thanks to Anna and Norm Ritchie and my wife Diane for helping with sign management, because that was crazy. But a really good day of basketball. Harpersville wins for the fourth time in a row, and the girls with a win over Oxford, 47-28. And it was Sydney and Unitigo embroiled in a great rematch of last year's championship game. Sydney with a whole new cast of characters. Unitigo with a lot of returnees. I can't wait for next year's, Mac, because I have the feeling it's going to be the same two teams back at it again next year with a lot of familiar faces. So for everybody at WCDO, now, the Harpersville game is already uploaded and will soon be available to listen on WCDOradio.com. And give it about a half hour to 45 minutes, and the boys' game will be worthy of, will be ready to listen to. And, God, I might even listen to two myself. I don't know if the outcome will change, but it certainly was super dramatic. One of the best games of the year in boys' basketball, no question about it. So for WCDO Radio Sports and the Mid-State Athletic Conference girls' boys' doubleheader, something we've covered every year since the start in 2002, I'm Greg Davey for WCDO Radio Sports, wishing you all a great rest of the weekend.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.